Hi, Jim Taylor at Apollo Elementary School, and there's some great artwork down one of the hallways, and we know the story about Warrior Calvin, so we're going to talk to a couple of great artists. And first up, Hannah, I guess just kind of explain to our listening audience what is on display here.
Well, we have a memorial mural that actually Calvin drew himself, and just a little quote and his classmates' handprints around it.
And I guess let's talk a little bit about Maya, when the work began and kind of, the motivation behind it.
Well, we started it, Thanksgiving break, the Wednesday before? And it took about two days. We wanted to make the kids feel like they were always with him. So we took his lion that he drew and we projected it with a fancy schmancy projector Tab bought me that I never thought I was going to use, but I used it for this. So it kept his art. And now the kids feel like he's still part of them by every time that they walk by.
Yeah, I guess for those people that don't know, Calvin would be in fourth grade this year. So I think the great part of the mural is the handprint of all of his classmates. So I guess that influence in this is pretty special too.
Oh yeah. It's just neat. This class is bonded forever. And Calvin is the reason why they're all going to be bonded. And this mural just kind of represents how close they're always going to be and courageous because of him.
Yeah. Well, and I guess you got to tell me, what is it like to get, I don't know how many fourth graders together and get their handprint on the wall? And I think all of us can get a chuckle out of that. And that's, I think, great therapy probably in this story too.
Yeah, the kids were really excited that they got to be a part of this mural, just because they were a part of Calvin's life as well. But I have the kids in three different sections. So one day Maya came and helped and I'd send them out like four or five at a time. So it was kind of an undertaking. It was a 3-day long process of getting all of their handprints out here, but they were super excited and they were very, very good about it. So,
well, and I guess the dual purpose of the meaning for me is that you look at this and it gives you this perspective that also you're paying homage and honoring Calvin's life. But no, I think too, you look at it as a parent, because I have a kid in that class, and it tells you that youth is fleeting. I'm a 52-year-old bald guy. I get that. You're a 25-year-old art teacher, Hannah. Maya, you're a 26-year-old art teacher,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So, I mean, it has that dual purpose, right? That I can look at this and say, yeah, my daughter's on this as a fourth grader, but I know I'm going to blink my eye and realize that she's not going to be a fourth grader anymore. So I can get that out of this too, can't I?
Absolutely. And then, you know, the younger kids that are coming up that maybe didn't know Calvin as well, but the teachers and the students all have Warrior Calvin shirts, and they're not going to go away. So it's always going to be a part of the school. So that's kind of a cool thing about this too, is that you can kind of give the younger kids hope and, you know, just peace.
Yeah, and I guess the therapy and all this, getting back to that, Maya, that's a big part of this, I think, for a lot of people in this community that knew him, that knew the family, and then his friends that were impacted by his passing, too. But to look at this, I mean, it's therapeutic, I think, for a lot of those different interests.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Calvin had no idea what this lion was going to represent. He just thought it was so cool that people were wearing his drawing on their shirts. So the fact that this is going to live on forever and his story is not over just speaks volumes of that little guy's character, for sure. And his family just loves the outpour of support. I was talking with Bree, and she just wants everybody to realize that he's going to live on forever, his spirit.